The Community Canopy Project is underway at the City of Kitchener to increase the tree canopy across the city and to plant trees in the neighborhoods that need them most. To decide which neighborhoods are the most in need of trees, City of Kitchener staff used a combination of satellite data, GIS software, and census data to identify 17 neighborhoods with the hottest heat islands, the lowest levels of tree canopy, and demographic factors like the presence of children and elders who are the segment of the population most vulnerable to extreme heat, as well as other high-need social factors like higher levels of unemployment or language isolation. But how is the project going, now in its third year? Heine Kovacs is the forestry project manager for the City of Kitchener.
It's been really nice to see communities get, you know, hundreds of trees from one year to the next. While our annual goal remains to be at least 150 new trees per neighborhood, in the last 3 years, we got some additional funding from the Federation of Canadian Municipalities. We were able to more than double those numbers. So we actually have planted about 1,700 large trees in public spaces in the last 3 years within all these target areas. So we're well above our goal of 150 per year, and we don't plan on slowing down.
Kovacs says the tree survival rate so far is about 90% for the project. She says finding ways to get trees into the ground in neighborhoods not designed with this in mind can be challenging.
Certainly, we're fortunate enough to find plantable space in many boulevards. That is usually a grass or something like a front lawn that doesn't have a sidewalk on it yet. Those are definitely our preferred planting locations to make sure our trees have lots of soil volume to grow in. But there are some neighborhoods that have a lot of concrete and hardscape that we can't plant into. So we are exploring ways to purchase and install temporary planters above ground. And where there is things like road reconstruction, we're exploring ways to improve the underground soil by creating things like silva cells that help plant trees into a hardscape, but then give them space for their roots to grow underneath that hardscape. So this next coming year in 2027, we are targeting the neighborhoods of city core downtown, so commercial downtown, which is certainly our hardest neighborhood to target, as we are pretty limited on remaining plantable space. So it's going to be a lot of creative ways to find those opportunities to make sure we do install some trees.
The city's goal is to achieve at least 30% canopy cover in every ward by 2050 and 33% citywide canopy cover by 2070. Staff estimate meeting these goals will require about 40,000 trees planted over 20 years. Kovacs says with the extra funding the city received, staff are able to plant some trees in all of the targeted neighborhoods each year, while also having an emphasis on specific neighborhoods and continuing to plant where they first targeted. They started with Laurentian Hills the first year, then Southdale and Alpine the next. These three neighborhoods are now considered completed. The city partnered with local nonprofit Reap Green Solutions to get trees in the ground on private property. Ashlyn Fleming is the interim tree program manager with REAP.
A little bit of a challenge on our end, working with people to sort of break down some more negative perceptions that people have about trees. For example, if they're messy or dangerous or expensive, that can deter people from participating in the program. So there's been a lot of outreach work on our end, just chatting with people sort of about the benefits of trees. It's also sometimes a little bit challenging in a lot of these neighborhoods, properties are smaller. So finding space for the trees or finding a tree that works for people within kind of the space confinements that they have can sometimes be a little bit tricky, but usually, of course, when people are on board for the program, they're willing to help us find a good spot.
David Shafto lives in one of the targeted neighborhoods.
It's exciting, I think, because, you know, apart from the beauty factor, which I totally appreciate, I understand why, you know, a lot of people love that look of a tree-lined street. You know, for me, it's kind of really about, you know, climate change in the future. And yes, the trees will bring us beauty, but they'll also bring us some relief from the heat. They'll also support, you know, life. They'll also create places where people can, you know, hang out and, you know, not be roasted.
Sometimes it's the people who aren't asking who need the trees the most. And that's the gap that we're really trying to bridge.
For Radio Waterloo, CKMS 102.7 FM, and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Leah Gerber.